These are the security stories from Daily Tech Headlines for the week ending on November 18th, 2022. Security researcher David Schutz discovered a way to bypass the Android lock screen on Android 10 and newer versions. He discovered that after entering his PIN incorrectly three times and recovering a locked SIM card with the personal unlocking key, the device would go straight to the device's home screen, meaning swapping the SIM card would give an attacker access. This requires physical access to the device and for the owner to have unlocked it at least once since a reboot. Schutz notified Google of the flaw in June, and it was patched on November 7th. GitHub announced a new feature enabling security researchers to privately report vulnerabilities in public repositories. Maintainers can enable private reporting through settings, and submissions by security researchers can then be accepted, possibly collaborating to fix the flaw, or rejected. GitHub announced the feature as part of the GitHub Universe 2022 Developer Show to offer another option instead of communicating vulnerabilities in public over social media. DuckDuckGo launched a public beta of its app tracking protection feature on Android after launching a waitlisted limited beta for the feature last year. When enabled, the feature blocks third-party trackers and apps even when not actively being used. France's data protection agency, CNIL, announced that it fined Discord €800,000 on November 10th for failing to comply with several obligations of GDPR, in particular with regard to the data retention periods and security of personal data. The five breaches include not having a written data retention policy, incomplete information on data retention, failure to protect data by default related to closing the application when connected to voice, insufficient secure password requirements, and failure to do data protection assessments. Discord has now addressed all these breaches to CNIL's satisfaction. And finally, the password manager 1Password confirmed it will start supporting passkeys on its desktop apps and browser extensions in early 2023. It set up a demo for the implementation on its site. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.